Hello and welcome to the Rooster Crows podcast. My name is Reverend Stephen Milton of Lawrence Park Community Church. In this episode, I present this Sunday's sermon, which is entitled, At a Loss. Like many Canadians right now, I feel at a loss about the events of the world. The Trump administration in the United States has turned everything upside down, throwing away relationships with key allies like Canada while courting traditional enemies like Vladimir Putin of Russia. I explore in my sermon what we can do as ordinary citizens at a time like this. This is also Transfiguration Sunday, when Christ goes to the mountaintop to show his heavenly side to his disciples. And so that's where we'll start today, at the mountaintop. Today is Transfiguration Sunday. It always precedes the beginning of Lent, which starts this Wednesday. It's a curious story in many ways. Jesus has invited his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, to come up a mountain to pray with him. But instead of a regular time of quiet prayer, they see an astounding event. Jesus suddenly begins to shine in a pure white light. Peter, James, and John are freaked out. They don't know what to do. This has come as a total surprise. Peter jabbers something about perhaps he should build some booths, you know, some huts that Moses, Elijah, and Jesus can stay in. Luke provides a dry comment that Peter didn't know what he was saying. He's so beside himself. This heavenly vision of Christ will have a profound effect on all three disciples. None of them, from this point onwards, will doubt that Jesus is the Messiah. Peter will go on to become the leader of the church after Jesus dies. He becomes the first bishop of Rome. James will become the first bishop of Jerusalem. And John will be the one who writes the book of Revelation. Not one of them will be the same after this. But on this particular day, they are at a total loss. And when they come down the mountain, Luke tells us another curious story. A boy is possessed by a demon who has him frothing at the mouth. Christ's other disciples have tried and failed to cure him. They, too, are at a loss about what to do in the face of this demonic force. And I think all of us right now can identify with that feeling of being at a loss. In the last 2 months, it feels like the world has been turned upside down. The new American government is changing all the rules, not just inside their country, but across the world. I doubt any of us ever expected to be wondering if the Americans would take over Canada before this year. Suddenly, our big brother to the south has become our greatest security threat. We've lived and fought together in wars for a century, and now it appears that we may be their next target. What can we do to protect ourselves? Why should we have to protect ourselves at all from our next-door neighbor? We're torn between just ignoring it all and feeling dread and worry. We are at a loss, just like the disciples were. This situation is made even more complicated because the people in charge of the United States claim that they are acting as Christians. J.D. Vance has been providing a Christian justification for the administration's policies. He argues that modern society has become too woke, undermining the traditional family and the identity of men and women. Last week, he argued that men and women today are being asked to become androgynous. He's argued for a return to traditional gender roles, where women find most of their identity raising children at home, rather than being what he calls childless cat ladies. Vice President Vance is a recent convert to Catholicism. He's been citing old Catholic doctrines to justify his views against refugees. And we should note that Pope Francis has taken issue with Vance's views, calling them outdated and at odds with Christian values that demand that we help refugees. There's nothing Christian about deporting children and refugee claimants. Trump is intent on alienating America's allies while cozying up to traditional enemies like Russia's Putin. He's threatened Canada with punishing tariffs, despite no wrongdoing on our part. Everything feels upside down and backwards. The comedian Robin Williams once described Canada as a nice neighbor who lives on top of a meth lab. Well, that meth lab is now blowing up, and the flames may come our way. So how do we cope with this? How do we find hope in a situation like this? Today's scripture suggests that we take a broader view of life. Up until this day, most of the disciples thought Jesus was a regular human being, perhaps a prophet sent by God. But on that mountaintop, they saw his heavenly identity. They saw him next to Moses the lawgiver and Elijah the prophet, both of whom are in heaven. God speaks and says Jesus is God's son and that we should listen to him. When Peter sees this, he stammers that perhaps he should make some booths. This is what Jews did once a year to remember their time in the wilderness. It was also meant to anticipate the easy living that would be possible at the end of time, a time to rest under beautiful arbors. So when Peter sees Moses, Elijah, and Jesus all at once, it feels like the end of time has come. So Peter suggests making booths of cool leaves so they can rest beneath them. Paradise is here. But it becomes clear that Peter doesn't actually need to do anything. This vision is meant to widen the perspectives of the disciples. It gives them a deeper sense of who Jesus is, the Messiah, who lives in heaven and earth simultaneously. It also shows Moses, who died as a mortal and yet is alive in heaven, as is Elijah. And that's important. Normal mortals do not simply have an earthly life. We also have a heavenly dimension to us. Most of the time we're not aware of it, but it is there. We too are holy beings in whom God is pleased. We have a heavenly home waiting for us. This earth, with all its troubles, is not our only home. We are not just earthly beings, but also citizens of heaven. And that's important to remember when earthly life becomes so confusing, when we are at a loss. When Jesus walks down from the mountain, he encounters that boy whom the disciples could not heal. Our faith does not tell us that because we follow Christ, we'll be able to fix every problem. We're not expected to do that. There are times, especially in times of crisis, when we will not be able to come to the rescue and fix it all. We can be like the disciples, at a loss on the mountaintop and at a loss when healing this boy. But notice what happens next in the story. Jesus descends from the mountaintop, and the very first thing he does is help. Christ is concerned with the plight of the person who is suffering the most. He doesn't blame the boy for his plight. Instead, he helps him. He removes the demon so the boy can grow up to be a full human being. Christ's goal for us is to live fully in the life and identity which God gave us. Jesus knows that we and all of our various imperfections won't be able to fix every situation. But that doesn't mean that we're helpless. Christ is present by our side, ready to help, even when we are at a loss. So what should we do when we're faced by problems that are out of our control? What should we citizens do about a foreign government that we can't control? Today's scripture suggests two strategies. First, remember that you are more than your bank account or your job security. We are beloved children of God, blessed with a heavenly identity, which no amount of earthly trouble can take away. Should the economy crash, should bombs fall, God forbid, we are still the beloved children of God. We're spiritual beings, not just citizens and consumers. We have a holy identity that cannot be taken away by any force in the world, no matter what happens. We're loved by God, and God will be with us always, ready to help us through whatever comes our way. And this is why we respect the refugee. They have truly lost everything, their country, their home, their belongings, but they are still children of God. Should we become refugees, we deserve no less. We are loved by God, and so are the Americans. Should Trump's government continue to threaten Canada, it will be very tempting for Canadians to hate America and all Americans. Nationalism has a way of demonizing other people. But we should recall that most Americans didn't vote for Trump. He won the election with 77 million votes. Another 75 million voted for Kamala Harris. But 90 million people didn't vote at all. And that means that most American adults did not vote for Trump, and they may not agree with what he is doing. And moreover, even for those who do agree with most of what Trump is doing, let us remember that they are like us, children of God. Each of them has good in them. They are complicated like we are, a mix of hope and worry, love and resentments. It will be hard for American voters to admit that they may have made a mistake, that their president is a dangerous con man. America's citizens need respect and love to dispel their demons. Hatred won't do it. So let us remember that all of us deserve respect, even when we disagree. The second lesson from today's scriptures is to admit that we can't fix every situation. Peter didn't know what to do on the mountain, and the disciples didn't know how to cure the boy. That happens. But Jesus didn't kick any of them out of his movement. He kept them. They tried to live by the values Jesus taught them as best they could. Peter and James were both killed for staying loyal to Christ. Now, that may sound like bad news, but their loyalty to the values of honesty, compassion, and faith created the foundation of the church that we are worshiping in now. Their lives were certainly not wasted. And this is a good time to remember that the heroes of World War II were the ones who stood up to fascists, not the ones who ran away or capitulated. This is a time when we need to stand firm without lapsing into nationalist hatred or paralyzing despair. Christ doesn't call us to have the most comfortable life possible, but to have a good life. We have seen a vision on a mountain of where we are going, and we have walked with the man from heaven who dispels demons and helps the helpless. Let us keep walking with him, stand with him, come what may, knowing that one day we too will glow like lightning. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you'd like to see one of our sermons or services, please visit our website at www.lawrenceparkchurch.ca. You can also check us out on YouTube. Just look for Lawrence Park Community Church. We're located in Toronto, Canada. And now, as we leave you, let's listen to our music director, Daniel Rubinoff, with his version of Oscar Peterson's Hymn to Freedom. Peace be with you. No.